Today, our guest is Julie Trepa, Boone School Superintendent.
Good morning.
All ready for... We had the teacher welcome and everything else.
So, absolutely. We have our new teachers.
Not just for Boone, but a lot of them in the area.
Yeah, we have several. We have less this year than last year. That's always a good thing if, have as many openings. So, but still significant... I think we have 17 new teachers in our district, so
That's quite a few. Yeah. Still need a science.
Still need the science, yep.
Still looking for that. Mm-hmm. Well, work with what we've got in the meantime.
Yes,
so all your special ed is filled up.
All of our special education teachers are filled, and it's been a great start. The new teachers, this is their second day with us, and they're enjoying themselves with Boone County Chamber and some of the county teachers. So. But,
and everybody got to go outside where it was nice and comfortable.
They did. So. It's beautiful out. Yes.
We have all of that. I did have a board meeting, a special board meeting a week ago, where you actually really put together your plan on the issues like so many other things. We talked about school bus drivers in the past, about how do we retain these people?
Yeah.
And this time we're talking about food service. That is your challenge.
It is, trying to retain food service. So last week our board approved a retention stipend for food service workers that stay for an entire school year. And so that's something that they'll do. They can attain that stipend for 3 years. So we're hoping that that helps retain the staff that we currently have. We've got great people, and hopefully that also will be a recruiting measure that people will want to be on board to be able to obtain a retention stipend. So we're hopeful.
Lori stepped down. Everybody
she did.
Knows Lori King.
Yeah.
Got all recognition here in the last year or so, but she did step down. So now you got to look to find somebody
to
head up.
We're in the process of the search right now and have some interviews set up. And so we're in between right now, but we will
some interested
find
people.
Someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do.
There are challenges with
it. Yes.
We'll keep working at it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about facilities because people want to know, are the buildings okay?
Yes.
You got the bus schedule out there, finally.
Yes, we do.
And I hear, well, that could have been done a while ago. Well, not necessarily because
there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. So I did share last night at the board meeting and just want people to remember that while we still have stops at Page and Lincoln, there's no one there. There will not be any supervision. But I know that the city is moving one of the crossing guards from Green and Mamie over to the Lincoln areas to help out with the kiddos that do need to cross the busy streets. So that was a welcome addition. But even at the buildings that have people, we really don't have supervision. We don't have the staff to supervise students until breakfast starts. So just really encourage people to pay attention to those best times so that don't drop your students off too early because there's really no one to supervise them, and we want them to stay safe and in the cold winter months stay warm. So we need to be able to staff that when breakfast starts.
And just to make use of the facilities because obviously they're still there, but to have a designated location.
Yeah. We still have many families that are in those locations and we want to still serve them. And so that's why the bus stops remain in those locations. Just want to make sure people understand that there isn't any supervision there and nor at the other buildings until breakfast starts.
All right.
Yes.
Slow but sure. It's all coming together. And subject to adjustment,
of course. So always subject to adjustment. And if you have questions, Mike Kennedy is the one to ask. He can answer those questions for you. He's the one that puts the schedule together. He's our director of transportation. So he can let you know it's not a simple process.
Yeah, no. I think he's got some drivers that help, though.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a team. They're a great team.
They get some input on that, too. So.
Well, absolutely. They're a great team.
All right. So our buildings are ready. We've got Ledges Elementary and, of course, Crossroads.
We have our ribbon cuttings this week.
I will point out, folks, we're talking ceremonial ribbon cutting.
Yes, it is ceremonial. Also, the Ledges Parent Night is for parents. Our community open houses are October 7th. It's on Saturday, the weekend of homecoming. It's not the Friday night of homecoming night, but that's Saturday. So we'll have those times out when we set those times, but just want people to know that's when the time will be that it'll be open to the public.
So you'll see pictures and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely.
We get the ribbon cutting this week.
Yes.
Weather looks a little warmer than today.
We do have an overhang. Okay, we can be under this time instead of we were out in the open during when we first cut ground. So we didn't have a lot of cover during that rainstorm.
So I haven't been around for a meeting. Has Kim and Barb, have they said anything about their new digs?
They have been frantically putting things away and getting re-established in the new setting. So yeah, they're excited and we're excited for them. It looks fantastic. But both buildings are opening on time. So
both will be there.
Yeah.
Are we talking are substantially complete?
They are substantially complete, correct. Which is one of the reasons why we want the open houses in October to make sure everyone can see all the details, because there are still some details in both locations that we're going to be working on, even as school is going on. So,
and just by the change orders I saw for the ledges, it looked like final doing this, cleanup, yep. Construct, cleaning up a bunch of things for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, yes. And sod, so that's something that it's been raining so much that we haven't been able to do that yet, but hopefully that'll be in here in the next day or so. We'd like to have that in by the time we have the ribbon cutting on Thursday. So.
And then let it keep raining.
Exactly.
So
it can keep raining. It can stop so we can put it down and then it can rain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except for when we need to use the football field.
That's right.
Don't tear that one up too. So. Yeah. But those are the challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. But truly, and I think I said last night that I've been in education for 29 years, and truly, this is the first time I've ever experienced a building's timeline to actually follow the timeline. Ledges follow the timeline from the beginning to the end, which is phenomenal. And I give a lot of credit to our construction management team for not only keeping it on time, but also on budget. So that was amazing.
And people that happen to look, if they happen to look at how much, mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. Lang, there's, that's a sizable portion of
it
the
is.
Total. It's what, like 10%?
Yeah, but it still saved us even more than that. So that is something that we are forever grateful that was a direction that we headed in, because it's allowed us to start school on time with a new building that most districts aren't able to do that.
I was going to say, you had a couple of board people were pretty committed to.
Absolutely.
And they vetted. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had
we've had it several
that so it worked out pretty well.
It did.
Now, one thing that you were going to do was do a public hearing, because the district did build Hancock Drive. I mean, mm-hmm. to the city specs.
Yep.
But turning it over to the city, that's the other part.
Right. So the lights are supposed to be going in this week, but we. There's a process you have to follow to do all of this. And so we had originally planned to set a hearing to go through that process. And part of that process is having the legal description of the road. And we did not have that. So that got tabled, this board meeting. So it'll be delayed a little bit. But yeah, our goal is to turn the road over to the city as soon as it's completed. So.
So we're getting ready for school, folks, and obviously fifth through 12th, we'll start on the 23rd,
yes.
And we do the parent teacher conferences for the
elementary.
For the elementary, and yes, that part has not changed.
Correct.
People have signed up. Our numbers obviously don't know until October, but
we won't know for sure, and we won't know until they come to school. Yeah. So we still have quite a few people that have not registered, which if we had everyone registered, that would be helpful to give an idea of kind of what we're looking at. So we're just kind of waiting for school to start to see where we land.
Well, I hope they remember to register. That's always kind of important.
We will continue to encourage that. So in the registration process, there's lots of other pieces that are part of that process. So anyone who wants to volunteer, that's part of the registration process. So if you haven't registered, then you haven't been approved to volunteer. And that's a yearly commitment that you do as a parent. So if you're interested in going on a field trip with your child, or you want to supervise different events, register so that you can mark the box that says you'd like to volunteer, so that we have that and we can take that to the board. Also, I'm not sure if class schedules are there at the middle school if you haven't registered. So that's that's something to consider. So yeah, the registration is an important part of the process. And with some of the new laws, with mm-hmm. some of the signatures, that will be something that we will put into the registration process as well. So we really need people to register.
And again, online,
online.
You can do it.
Easy yeah. enough.
And do you and also at that time, can they do like the, for the free and reduced? Because I know that's mm-hmm. that's data mm-hmm. you use for a lot of federal assistance. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that can be an online or a paper process, okay. whichever one parents prefer. We can make that happen sure. for them. And we noticed in some other districts, they call it the educational benefits program. And we really like that terminology because it really does have other benefits beyond some free and reduced yeah. breakfast and lunch. So if you've got a student who's going to go through driver's ed, and if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you mm. would be able to mark the box that says you would like those other fees waived as well. So that's just something that people don't realize there are other benefits to them as well as to the school district. We receive grants based on some of those numbers. We receive funds when COVID did happen, and we received some of those ESSER dollars were based on the numbers for our free and reduced applications. So it benefits everyone.
No, we always call it that, but mm-hmm. I like the educational
benefits. I love the educational benefits because that's really what it is educational benefits.
There mm-hmm. are other things that it does impact.
Yes.
So check those. Whether you're eligible or not, mm-hmm. do it. Yep. Again, it's just mm-hmm. Something that we end up with. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got food service people. We're looking mm-hmm. to get that going. Got mm-hmm. enough bus drivers?
We do have enough bus drivers, but we're always looking for subs and people who like to drive for activities. And so that's something I don't think people realize. If you have students that are in activities, that you could actually get paid to drive your student to the activity, watch them play, and come back. So, but you do need to go and become a bus driver and yeah. go through all of that work. But
there is that part.
Yeah, yeah, you do have, but it's all paid for. We pay for all of that, and so still always looking for people who are willing to sub or do activities. So,
all right. So right now we have the new mm-hmm. teachers in. Pretty soon they'll all be back, and we'll be going mm-hmm. through getting ready for the new school
yeah,
year.
Yeah, all the teachers are back on Thursday, so it is. And many of them will be back tomorrow. We have what we call Teacher Quality Day, mm-hmm. and it's an optional day for staff. We're optional day of learning that we offer a variety of opportunities for our staff. And so, yeah, it's school's already rolling. Students aren't there, but yeah. we've got school for our adults is yeah, already started.
We get our game together and yes. take it out there. I know Brett Collins did talk a mm-hmm. little bit about advertising opportunities on the scoreboards. And
yeah.
again, mm-hmm. we've got the scoreboards out there, so we need some guidelines for
yeah, it. And so he did present a plan, and I believe he'll be sending some information out once they decide on what the tiers of support look like. But mm-hmm. the exciting part is that previously we had to enter into an agreement with another entity, and so some of the proceeds went to paying that entity. This particular plan would mean that anyone who supports the programming would be supporting us 100%. Now all of the proceeds would go to our activities fund. So that's something that we're looking forward to.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, you can get in early. Go to a volleyball game, see the gym.
That's true.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait for the open house.
You don't have to wait for the open house for the gym. No.
All right. So all of the construction, we did talk about this before, that mm-hmm. that's one part of construction of new mm-hmm. facilities. And the other part is now what do we do with what mm-hmm. we had? And I know the board did yes. talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they're really trying to explore all the different options. And so at the board meeting, we did have a representative from DLR just kind of share with the board what it would cost if we needed to raise both buildings, get it down to green space. And the cost of that will be about $1.3 million mm-hmm. to do that. So that was good information for the board to have. Another option that the board has looked at is engaging with some individuals that typically remodel and refurbish older school buildings, old hospitals, and that's something that we would try to work collaboratively mm-hmm. with the city on if that's something that would be a possibility. But just trying to explore all the different options for the properties to decide what the best option would be for the district.
So we're really just getting started
absolutely.
On that phase of it. It's
mm-hmm. it's going to be a process.
We know it happens, and I remember, mm-hmm. what was it last time? I think you had just taken a look at what kind of dollars might be available and if we had to go there. But the board is pretty much committed. It's not going to be left something that's going to be an issue for the community.
No, they're committed to making sure that whatever happens, it's to the benefit of the community. So that's why they're exploring all these different options to try and figure out what might be the best option, not only for the district, but for the community as well. So
just getting started on that part.
Absolutely. And it's a process. So I know a question was asked last night about what, you know, if we were to decide today that that was the option, how long of a process would it be? And it'd be at least 4 months for each building so from start to finish. So that's once the decision's made. And we're still in the beginning stages. So people need to know these buildings aren't, you know, going away anytime soon. The decision still needs to be made on what we're going to do. So.
Thus, we can still use them when we're dropping off and picking up.
Yes, we can. For
the time being. So when they go away, or if they go away, whatever.
My plan is to make sure whatever deal we do, we still have those bus stops.
stops available.
Yes.
That's a good part. So otherwise, everything coming together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're so excited. It's going to be a great year. We had a great year last year. It's going to be another great year.
I know people will keep saying, well, how many kids are you losing to the schools? We know and we don't know.
We don't really know. And honestly, we all work really collaboratively together. That's not my main concern right now. My main concern is making sure that we ensure quality education for our students that do attend the district. And that's what we have control over. So that's what we're going to concentrate on and continue to ensure that our students are able to be successful, not only while they're with us in the K-12 system, but then after they leave us, so that no matter what their pathway, they're going to be successful individuals. So that's our goal, and that's what we're going to focus on.
I was going to ask, too. So Barb Biersner does, again, the homeschool. And we know she's moving into the Crossroads, so pretty excited about that. Has she had any of the parents, any of the students show up?
Her registration starts on the 18th, so so they'll be coming in to start that registration process because they register. Yeah. Also, they'll be in on the 18th, and so we're
And she's Kim so will excited. Do futures out of the other part of the building. Mm-hmm. And has she had any students show up to help, or are they just driving by looking?
They're probably driving by looking, but she's got the orientation time set like she normally does, and so that's when they'll get to see the facilities. I know she split it up into two groups instead of one so that she could spread it out a little bit, so that she's looking forward to when they get to see it for the first time. That's going to be a pretty special time.
Yeah. So when we get started here, are we having early outs those first couple
days? We do have early outs those first couple of days. So when the middle school and high school are attending, those are early out days, and when there are parent-teacher conferences. And then on the 25th, our other students will attend school.
They'll
and
get
we'll
to show
go.
Up. Yeah. And then I think it's the following week is when you get to preschool.
The following week's is the preschool, yes.
Hey.
Yes.
And there we go. We're all set.
Autumn's got a bunch of maps out there for parents that will be attending Ledges. Please follow those maps. We're hopeful that people get used to the new system. So
in and out. And
there's only one route for cars and one for the buses. So we really need to make sure we stay that way.
Try to keep it as smooth as possible.
Yeah.
We'll have the... Mom, or whatever it was, the movie.
I do think it'd be easier for parents if they come off of Corporal Snedden onto Hancock, because then everything's a right turn, if that's... Yeah. So that would be my recommendation, but you can do whichever you'd like, but that would be my recommendation.
And again, out at Corporal Snedden, that's open now. So again, a little bit of caution.
So the road is closed still. We have not opened the road itself, and I know that's something Dr. Melhouse talked at the board meeting about, to remind people that the road is still closed. You still see the road closed signs. They are only open for construction and our staff right now. Just be patient with us. It will be open in time for school.
We'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be ready.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.